This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. The program is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and hopefully a very massive program forthcoming as we break down everything that occurred, at least here on this show, in week 11. As always, I pop out my top five lessons learned, try and recap some of the more needle-moving events of the weekend. I do have some injury updates coming down the line. It's kind of been a little fast and furious. Cowboys in Vegas taking on the Raiders tonight. Monday Night Football wrapping up the week. All your data points, fantasy points projections, Opt.AI projections, and, of course, the pertinent data points. We have that forthcoming, as well as Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder. We'll see what he has cooking. We're on the same page again. I think we're two last two we've hit. We're on the same page on one prop tonight, and then I will pop out my propage for this evening. And we'll recap this past week. But I do think that I've kind of settled into a place on these national games where, you know, I think we're 10-6 right now in the week. I could just play it conservatively and only do like two props, but that's no fun. We're also popping out a lot of these props on these national games, and I'm seeing on the socials a lot of people are doing parlays with them. So I think we're going to continue doing this, and I will put myself and my record on the line and put out a bunch of props, because if they all hit, then we're all winners. And I do have six tonight. That's a lot. We were 5-1 on Thursday, came about 6 yards shy of 6-0. Last Monday, I believe we were 5-0 on Monday. So I know there were a lot of winners. So I'm going to keep doing it. Maybe there will be a game or two like this coming Thursday. It looks bad. But then again, I could just take all unders, which I might. I also have a Monday night special to pop out. And this one here is a big time long shot, but we have come pretty damn close to hitting these specials lately, sometimes very close, sometimes kind of close. And I feel like the NFL gods owe me on this, so I'm going for a long shot, baby, and we're going win big or go home, basically. I am the Kyle Schwarber of prop picks, I think. It's like either a beautiful home run or we're going to strike out. But let's take a look at the week that was. It wasn't unbelievable. Now, I will say, I'm not making any excuses, but we are, you know, at the midway point of the season, the injuries are mounting. They're piling up. So there's more and more things I need to do to put forth the best props. So I've been, like I said on Friday, I've been trying to help everybody out. I'm a team player. Get the props out early. I've been sending them a little too early, quite frankly. I'm going to give myself a little bit more time to analyze everything. In fact, I spent 2 hours analyzing tonight's football game, so you can see how long it takes. But anywho, we do go 5-5. We do fall in terms of the best bet. I did listen to my own advice. I said I was going to stay in my wheelhouse and go with the receiver props. But it was a rough week. We are in the doldrums of week 11. We are in the doldrums of November, is what I kind of meant to say. This is kind of like the sweet spot for unders. We also had all these divisional matchups, and that does not help. I didn't pay enough attention to that. I was a little bit more focused on the individual matchup. So our best bet, I oversold it. It didn't work out. JJ McCarthy didn't happen. He comes 65 yards short. I will say, though, Jordan Addison probably dropped a 60-yard tutty. So I do think the things could have gone a little bit differently. Per the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady, it was an A-plus throw by McCarthy that should have been a 60-yard touchdown, but Addison dropped it. He also had a drop late in the game. JJ definitely needs to play better, though, obviously. But I think the team around him, they're a bunch of babies at this point. Guys, you're sour pusses. You're all buzzkilled out because the team's built to win now, and they made the decision to move on from Sam Darnold. And all Sam Darnold did is throw four interceptions in a big game, in a big spot. I know the Rams have his number. So this Viking fan is totally fine with them parting ways with Sam Darnold. Didn't happen for McCarthy, but again, he needs to get a lot better. There's no doubt. I thought he took a step back in terms of his ball placement, and he's not throwing the ball with the touch. You know, it's like Colin Kaepernick out there throwing 50, 80-mile-an-hour fastballs to a guy that's like 3 yards away. You got to work on that, and that's going to be done by coaching and all that. But, yeah, the team is kind of letting him down. Love the Bijan prop. That was an easy win. Jalen Waddle, this is probably an example of trying to sneak one in for the game overseas. You know, the matchup, the data looked good, but no, it did not happen. Now, Puka Nacua, I'm going to get into the Rams here. Actually, yeah, I'm going to get into the Rams in a moment, but we barely got that one. Khalil Shakir, I think we got tricked a little bit because he had a full practice on Friday. He had the ankle. He looked like Fred J. Sanford out there. So we got hosed a little bit there. And then, you know, win, loss. I don't know what the hell happened to James Cook. And I don't know what the hell happened to Steeler defense, because my gut feeling was that the Steeler defense was going to do a much better job against the Bengals. And they did, other than letting Chase Brown pop off three big plays. So we do lose that one. Felt good about that A.J. Brown one. Yeah, squeaky wheel, baby. That was an easy win. Christian Watson gets it done, thankfully. I thought that was going to be an L. I did have another point I wanted to make on someone of note here, but I guess we'll just move on. It did not happen. 5-5, if that's our floor, okay, that's not too bad. Watson, we did have a touchdown prop. I like that one. That did hit, although plus 255, we're still a little below. But Zach Ertz just missed a tutty, I believe, in the end zone. The best news of all, and this is very typical of yours truly, what I do is I put myself in a position to fail. I set myself up to fail in order to get me as motivated as I possibly can to not fail. So I made a big thing out of November, build it all up. So the pressure's on me. Well, this is what I'm talking about. I did that, put a lot of pressure on myself, and now it's working. We're 15-2 in the month of November on these unders. So I guess a big mistake of mine was I am a little gun-shy and afraid to play the unders, but maybe I should play more because it's working. I do have one under tonight. I don't love it, but I'm already preparing for a November bonanza on Thursday Night Football, which, by the way, news and notes coming down the line. C.J. Stroud, uncertain for Thursday Night Football. Michael Penix to IR. And now it's the Kirky Cousins show. Tyrod Taylor expected, well, announced or maybe it got out. We'll start over Justin Fields against the Ravens. Josh Jacobs' knee, no structural damage. I lost a prop on that one. And Drake London dealing with a sprained PCL. Other lessons learned coming out of week number 11. Number one, Superman is back. And by that, I mean Josh Allen. Because I don't know how the hell he did it, spreading the ball around to a bunch of dudes like Gabe Davis is back. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, we're getting Samuel involved. So, oh, boy, I don't trust really anyone. I think this is a little fluky. I mean, again, that's why I use the headline, Superman is back. He had to put on the cape, put the team on his back. He did, probably helped himself for the MVP race. I still don't really trust their passing game. Way too many guys involved here. Second lesson over for the Tampa Bay Bucks, by the way. How about Sean Tucker? Unbelievable. I actually ranked Sean Tucker over Rashad White this week, picked him up and started him in a high-stakes league. White was all right, but, you know, we knew Tucker was going to get opportunities against a weak Bills run defense, and he crushed. I mean, it was unbelievable. But I did feel like Baker and the Bucks would have a tough go, and they did. That's why I went with the James Cook prop, quite frankly. So it was just wild. You know, like Baker only throws one tutty. And 173, they were 5.5 road underdogs, yet they hung in there. So, oh well, can't get them all right. Number two lesson, Jake Jacoby's ladder is high. And by ladder, I mean, you know, those ladder bets. Boy, if you were looking at the completions, unbelievable. NFL record, 47 completions. I was on Visa on Sunday morning talking about Trey McBride and this dynamic. High percentage passes, lot of passes, a lot of short passes. That all happened. And how about Michael Wilson? My goodness. I always thought, and I said this last week, maybe the week before, that he was pretty good out of Stanford. I watched him practice for a week in Mobile, but it's hidden. It's hidden because of Kyler Murray, but that was incredible. Jacoby Brissett is really playing well. I'm shocked at how well he's playing. But hey, Brock Purdy is back. Ricky Pearsall comes up small, but we do get two tutties by George Kittle. So, look, trending in the right direction there. Not trending in the right direction was Sample Size Sam. Sample Size Sam Darnold strikes again. And not to be mean or anything like that, but the Rams do have his number. He throws four interceptions. At least Jaxon Smith-Njigba still got it done. Ken Walker, actually, that might have been a little bit of a breakout game for Ken Walker. The reason I took the under on Puka, I was not feeling good about Stafford. Wish I took the under on him, but you know, we did get a little lucky because we only won it by one catch, but that is one of the main reasons why. And Stafford only throws for a buck 30 and a couple of tutties. Fourth lesson, boy, Lamar looking dreary, weak, and weary. That is an Edgar Allan Poe reference for the Ravens. And man, it just looks really bad. A couple of interceptions. He only ran for 10 yards. Body language is absolutely awful. You take away the Derrick Henry run, the 59-yarder. I mean, it's a really bad day. The Ravens are the Vikings. They are a mirror image of one another. We keep thinking that they're going to snap out of it, and they're really not. And then last lesson learned, I think the best thing I did this past weekend was make a decision to go to bed at halftime of Sunday Night Football, because another snooze fest. Jalen Hurts runs for 31 with a touchdown and still comes up small. Everyone came up small. This was a November bonanza for the most part, although Jameson Williams now, third game in a row, building up a ton of trust. Hopefully we can build up some trust for Monday Night Football with our data points and all the stuff coming at you next here on a Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Prop Points, which is brought to you by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into cash fast. Download Better at better.app now. Sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit required. Your Monday Night Football data points, prop lines, Opta AI projections, fantasy points projection. I mean, we got data coming out the yin yang over here. Let's start with passing props. Rain Dakota Prescott, 258.5. Opta AI is at 266.3. Fantasy points is at 270. Fantasy points projections, by the way, I do believe we're tracking it. We are literally the best in the world right now. Las Vegas gives up the 16th fewest passing yards per game and the 10th fewest passing touchdowns per game, but it's a pretty solid schematic matchup. They use cover 3 45% of the time, and he averages 7.96 YPA with a 10.3% completion percentage over expectation. Not too shabby up against that cover 3. Geno Smith, 235.5 is the line. Opta AI, too close for comfort at 237.5. Fantasy points, also too close for comfort, literally on the number 233. Well, technically half a yard under. Though, it's about as good as a matchup as you can hope for, is what I wrote in my Hanson's Hints column, which is, by the way, 14,000 words. Takes me 37 hours to do it. Dallas does give up the third most passing yards per game at 272, most passing touchdowns per game. Not a bad schematic matchup for Geno. They use cover 3 at the sixth highest rate at 35%, and he averages a strong 7.99 YPA with a 12.1 completion rate over expectation and a 98.7 passer rating. Sounds like a radio station. 98.7. Yeah, so not too shabby for Geno Smith. Receiving props, CeeDee Lamb, 88.5. Opta AI right there at 89. Fantasy points right there at 87.3. Why? Well, I could tell you why. Raiders use the highest rate of cover 3. Lamb averages a weaker 1.68 yards per route run. But the thing is, he gets targeted a lot less, which I'll get to when I talk George Pickens. He'll see a lot of Kelly, a corner who is kind of an unknown, but he's given up decent production. But yeah, this could be a little bit more of a George game as we move over. Let's go right over to George and see what we see there. The number is 65.5. Opt AI is a little over at 72.5. We are over as well at 74.5. That is 13.5% more. Raiders are allowing the ninth most receiving yards to outside receivers at 126. They use cover three at the second highest rate, as I mentioned, over the last three games with Lamb and Pickens. George sees his targets per route run rise to 0.33, which is a 57% boost compared to other shells, and he averages a fat 3.67 yards per route run. Meanwhile, Lamb has been targeted on just 5% of his routes against cover three in this span, which is the last 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be a George game. That's what I'm projecting, that is for sure. Let me back up a moment and go to Brock Bowers. The line is 75.5. It's a big line. Opta AI is under it at 66.7. Fantasy points, we're right there at 68.7. Still a good spot. Dallas gives up the most receptions per game, 6. 13th most receiving yards per game, 56. Two tight ends. Solid schematic for Geno, as I mentioned, and a solid matchup for Bowers. Against the cover three, which again they run at the sixth highest rate, he averages a massive 3.48 yards per route run and 0.30 targets per route run. Very good numbers. Only 40 routes, but very good numbers. Trey McBride got it done here for the most part 2 weeks ago, 5 for 55 with a tutty. But, you know, they play. I didn't love McBride that day, if you recall. That was where I went the over Marvin Harrison because I thought the Cowboys were playing a little bit more man. Brock Bowers is fine with man. Trey McBride's not. Brock Bowers is. Next up, we've got Trey Tucker, 43.5. Opta AI comes in a little higher at 49.6. Fantasy points, we're at 54.9. Cowboys, which is 24% higher. The Cowboys use the sixth highest rate of cover three, as we mentioned. Tucker is very decent, 0.17 targets per route run against cover three. Dallas also allows the most receiving yards per game and the third most yards per route run to outside receivers. They've given up a lot of big plays. They also give up the second most schedule-adjusted wide fantasy points per game to wide receivers who are lined up on the left side. It's worth a 6.8-point boost in fantasy points, and that's where Tucker lines up most of the time, 45% of the time. He lines up there more than any other place. Jake Ferguson, kind of been a little bit of a quiet, you know, he's been more quiet, kind of a forgotten man. 36.5, Opta AI comes in a little under that at 31. We're at 37.5 over at fantasypoints.com, so very close. Solid schematic, though, against the cover three. He's solid at 1.97 yards per route run, but Vegas gives up the sixth fewest receiving yards and the third fewest receptions per game to tight ends. One of the other reasons why I think it'll be more of a George Pickens game. Tyler Lockett, he's now on the Raiders, played for Pete Carroll, of course, in Seattle. Numbers 28.5. Opta comes in over at 34. We're under 23.5, which is 17% less. Michael Mayer, really close here. We're not touching this puppy. 25.5. Opta's at 21. We're at 25.9. Ashton Jeanty, though, this is a good one. 16.5. We did lose one of these a couple weeks ago. 16.5 receiving yards is the number. Opta comes in at 17.3. Fantasy points is at 25.7. That is 55.7% more. Dallas gives up the second most receiving yards per game to running backs, 45.7. They are 3.5-point home dogs with a 50-plus point total. I think that bodes well for Ashton Jeanty. As for Javonte Williams, I mean, I'm not going here. He doesn't, they don't throw it to him these days. I mean, he's had games with like 15 catches going back to his days with Denver, maybe 13, but they're not using him that way. Cowboys are 3.5 road favorites, so that's probably not great. You know, you want to ideally be playing from behind. We're projecting 14.1, which is actually 22.6% more, but I can't do it. Can't touch it. And last but not least, the rushing props for tonight's game. only two dudes involved here. It's, you know, very single-headed backfields on both sides. Javonte Williams at 75.5. Opta AI is right there at 76.7. We're a little bit more over at Fantasy Points, 85.3. It's 10% more. Not the best matchup. I mean, the Raiders have been good against the run. They give up the fourth fewest adjusted yards before contact, 14th fewest rushing yards per game. Also the ninth fewest receiving yards per game. But he, you know, he'll be fine with probably 18 to 20 opportunities. Ashton Jeanty is 62.5. Opta AI comes in right there at 62.7. Fantasy points were a little over it. Not a ton. 70.8, which is 12.8% more. Dallas does give up the fourth most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing running backs the last 5 weeks. They give up the seventh most adjusted yards before contact, seventh most rushing yards per game. Jeanty does have 18 touches in five of his last six. So, you know, should be in solid shape with 15 or 20 chances. You will be in solid shape for sure if you stay tuned till the next segment. Tom Brawley, aka the Grinder, will join us. We'll see what he has cooking for Monday Night Football. We are on the same page on one prop, so stay tuned for that. But first, if you think you know sports, well, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here is how it works. You download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has year-round action on NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Head to better.app. That's B-E-T-R. Or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. You know, sometimes you're better off being lucky than good. I was doing a live stream broadcast with Tom Brawley at fantasypoints.com on Sunday morning. He was in on a Devon Achane over the rushing prop, which I believe he teased on the show, and also an Ertz prop. Last Chance Saloon, end of the game, he gets the covers. And I'm like, that never, ever happens to me. But good for him. Proud of him. And he's joining us next here on this Monday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Monday edition, Prop Points, VSiN. I'm John Hansen, fantasypoints.com. And from the aforementioned website on the Progressive Guest Line, Tom Brawley, senior writer, betting maven over at fantasypoints.com, on the X machine at Tom Brawley. Kind of a rough week. We're licking some wounds a little bit here, Tom. 5-5 on over the weekend. Luckily, we were 5-1 on Thursday, so we're 10-6. Rough weekend though. This past weekend, I think, was what Novunders is kind of all about. How you doing?
Yeah, it was a wild weekend. I mean, Josh Allen goes off for fantasy, but you have like Bryce Young and Jacoby Brissett are like the next highest scoring fantasy quarterbacks. What happened down in Los Angeles there with the Chargers against the Jaguars? Just some really bizarre stuff happening around the league.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a slight loser here. 6-7 for the week. Need a George Pickens prop here tonight to get back to 500 for the week. I'll definitely take it. Felt a lot worse than it actually was. Losing a Jalen Warren rushing yards prop when he was,
that was brutal.
Clearly going to go blowing past that one. And Steelers got a defensive touchdown in the second half there. So he could have come back in, but they felt no need to put him back out there with a bad leg. So a little disappointed with the results. But if this is going to be a bad weekend, 6-7, I'll take these kind of weekends.
Yeah, sure. And you can still get up to 500 here with tonight. Well, let's talk George, because you and I did not even commiserate or collaborate on this. I actually put it up I actually did the catch prop, 4.5, but spoiler alert, I'm with you on the yardage prop because the odds are a lot better. So rather than try and get an easier win with the bad odds, I'm going for the yardage. But what do you see here tonight with George? I did highlight a lot of the data points and all that, but you know George very well. You're a Steelers guy. I've met George. I've interviewed George. I love George. I'm a fan. I've been a fan from day one. But what do you see with Mr. Pickens?
Yeah, he's playing at a really high level. He's gotten to 78 yards in four straight games. And if you look out over the sample for most of the season here, 68 yards or more in 7 of his 8 games. So if we're just looking at it at a strictly a number, what he's done so far this season, he's been able to get to this mark. But the matchup looks great as well. Las Vegas gives up a lot of production to outside receivers. That's where he's primarily playing. They play a lot of cover three, highest rate of cover three so far this season, about 45% of the time. And George Pickens is averaging 3.41 yards per route run with a 27% target share on those routes against cover three. So he's really active against cover three. Let's look to the other across the side, across the other side of the field here to CeeDee Lamb. He's not playing nearly as well against cover three. He's 44 routes against cover three, averaging 1.68 yards per route run and the 18% target share. So anytime we're looking at the Cowboys, you're competing with CeeDee Lamb for targets. Anytime they see cover three, George Pickens kind of becomes the number one wide receiver for the Cowboys. So that's going to be about half of the time here if we look at how much the Raiders play cover three. So I think he gets a little boost here if we look at CeeDee Lamb's prop. It's much higher. I think he was sitting in the high, in the high 70s or no, in the high 80s at 87.5 yards. So a big discrepancy, about 25 yard difference. But if we're looking at the what the Raiders like to do defensively, probably should be closer. I'm not saying that Pickens and Lamb should have similar yardage totals, but I think Pickens should be in the high 60s and Lamb in the high 70s here. So I'm going to look at Pickens to go over his number here in a pretty nice matchup. Raiders are a little bit better covering in the middle of the field. They've been pretty good against the run as well. So I do like George Pickens tonight against this Raiders defense.
You know, I know I sometimes annoy people when I mention, I met this guy, and I'm not bragging. I'm really sizing dudes up when I spend 15 minutes with them. And I believe that it is a preview of things to come. George, when I interviewed him at his combine, number one, he really kind of talked about how he worked his ass off to get over that really serious injury. Remember at Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I was very impressed by that. But this dude was just a ball of energy. Like, and it shows, right? I mean, who plays with more energy at wide receiver in the NFL than George Pickens?
Yeah. And, Dak Prescott has been much better at feeding him the ball. That energy, it would get him frustrated in Pittsburgh. He didn't have right quarterback play. They struggled to get him the ball, and he would show his frustration. And by the end of the season last year, I mean, there was all kinds of issues with him in meetings and showing up to game day, like right before kickoff, because he was just so frustrated. So Dak Prescott has been able to keep, feed him and keep him engaged. Harnessing it. So he's been, he's been on his close to his best behavior here so far this season because Dak has been able to feed him the rock and keep him. He's keeping him engaged here most weeks.
Exactly. And which is why he crushes every week, by the way. 6 for 79, 7 for 78, 4 for 82, 9 for 168, 2 for 57, but he scored that week. That was Sauce Gardner. 8 for 134, 2 touchdowns, 5 for 68, 5 for 68, 3 for 30. And it's unbelievable. I mean, it's really impressive. And again, it's all everything we just said. Bombastic dude, which can be a positive, but you got to keep feeding him. You got to keep him engaged and all that, because then he'll get in his own head. This is no wonder. Were there any unders that you were kicking around?
Yeah, Novunder sounds like it's been pretty good for you so far this year. I was looking a little bit at Tyler Lockett. That was a big surprise for me in Week 10 on that Thursday night game. He was basically a full-time receiver. They have all these young rookie wide receivers and Dante Thornton and Jack Besh. Right. So I figured that they would get those guys involved. This team isn't going anywhere. Lockett did have a bigger role than I thought. I'm thinking that corrects here a little bit. I know Pete Carroll and Geno Smith are running the show here, and obviously they love Tyler Lockett. They went out and picked him up, but there's no reason for a team that is going nowhere, that has rookie receivers, that Tyler Lockett should be looking at our fantasy points data. He's running 66% of the routes last week. Thornton was at 51% and Besh was at 20%. I think that evens out a little bit more. I think Besh, I think he is going to see a little bit more time, maybe even Thornton. So I would look at Lockett. He's been a deteriorating player here for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's not a huge number. I think it's about 26 and a half. But, you know, this is a number that he's been falling under most times dating back to last year. So I'll look for Lockett to maybe have a little bit of a reduced role. And I would look for him to go under his number.
Before we let you go, real quick, I looked into this. Here is what Pete Carroll said day or two ago about those young receivers and turning it up a notch. He previously had talked about how the first half of the season is about just getting them out there, getting them some reps, getting some comfort level in preparation for the second half. And here it is. I mean, we're kind of there. This is where we turn the corner for the second half. And I've already mentioned that to those guys, that this is where we count on them to come through and be cleaner with their assignments and sharper and just on it better than they've been earlier in the season. And hopefully that's what we'll see down the stretch. So I think you nailed it as always. Yep. Tom Brawley, AKA the Grinder, on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Get ready. Get ready for next week. Thursday, Tom, it is going to be an under bonanza here in the
yes,
under
it is.
As the Texans
too good,
are hosting
two good defenses
the Bills.
With the Texans and Bills. That should be a fun, close one, but maybe a little lower scoring. We'll find some props, but maybe I'll have to join you in Novunder on the Thursday show.
There it is. Tom Brawley, a.k.a. The Grinder. Great stuff as always, Tom. We'll talk to you on Thursday. My official picks on the other side. But first, by midseason, the lines get sharper and every edge matters. That's where VSiN Pro comes in, giving you the insights and data to stay one step ahead every week. Sign up now. Get instant access to daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time DraftKings and Circa betting splits, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, 24/7 video and replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus our new college basketball betting guide featuring top 50 rankings, futures, and season-long prop bets. Start betting smarter today for just $9.99 or save 50% with an annual plan. Sign up now at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. And when we return, my official picks, 6 of them, along with a Monday night special here on VSiN.
Prop Points with the Guru, John Hansen on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Start getting paid for with Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into cash. Sign up today. Get a free $10. No deposit needed. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play, or head to better.app. Use the promo code VSiN for your free $10 deposit bonus. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Final segment. All we have is the official picks. I've got 6 of them. I am a little bit of a glutton, but I'm just trying to help the people out. who want to do like these parlays. I think that's kind of been a thing lately. You know, last week, well, week ago, we went 5-0 on Monday Night Football. A lot of people want a lot of parlays, basically. So it's probably too many, but I have six here, and I feel pretty good. Maybe not quite as good as the last two national games, last Thursday and last Monday, because what was the record that was 10-1? We're 10-1 on those puppies. I don't feel that good, but I feel you know, like 4-2 good. So let's start with George, as we've outlined here. Georgie Pickens, over 64.5. We mentioned all the data points, the cover three, how CeeDee Lamb is not targeted as much, yet George sees a 57% boost. So it's at Lamb's expense, basically. We're projecting 74.5, which is not a ton over, but it's 13.5 more. Georgie, 3.41 yards per route run against cover three is excellent. And LA or LV gives up the fifth most yards per target and the 11th most yards per reception to receivers aligned out wide. Next up, we will, in fact, go with Trey Tucker. I have won a couple of Trey Tucker props, and I think I've lost a couple. Maybe I'm 1-1. But the number is 43.5. We over at fantasypoints.com are projecting 54.9, which is a nice 23.9% bump. It's 23.9% higher. Up against the cover three that Dallas runs at a top six clip at 37.4%. He's at a very decent 1.72 yards per route run. And Dallas allows the most receiving yards per game at 136, third most yards per route run to outside receivers. They've given up a lot of big plays. Early in the year, that was because they weren't figuring out the zone. Now it's just because they don't have great personnel. Quite frankly, they also give up the second most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers over the last 5 weeks, lined up on the left side. And that's where Trey Tucker lines up about 45% of the time, more than any other side. And it's worth a boost to 6.8 fantasy points, which, I mean, that could be like three catches for 30, could be one touchdown, you know, or it could be 60 yards. So pretty good spots. Pretty good schematic. Oh, and the Raiders are 3.5-point home underdogs in a game. Highest total of the week, I believe, over 50. I mean, we get 50 in November. I mean, it's going to be a bonanza out there. Next up, I did lose one of these somewhat recently, I recall. I think it was 2 weeks ago. We came like 1 yard shy of a winning week, and one of the losses was Ashton Jeanty in the receiving game. But I'm going back to the well here. Over 15.5, it's over on Fanatics. I see 16.5 elsewhere, but I'm going with this one. It's better, it's lower. But I like it. We're projecting 25.7, which is at fantasypoints.com, 55% more. I mean, I know these are smaller numbers, so it doesn't seem that big, but going from 16.5 to 25.7 that's a big jump. Dallas gives up the second most receiving yards per game to running backs. They're 3.5-point home dogs, 50 points expected, higher scoring game, playing from behind. Hopefully Raheem Mostert, go away, Raheem. Hopefully he doesn't do much because really it's all Ashton Jeanty. He's got 18-plus touches in 5 of his last 6. So I think he's going to be in solid shape in this one. Next up, I got to do something with Brock Bowers. I mean, come on. He's so good. I love Brock Bowers. The totals are high here. 75.5, that's a lot. I don't trust that with Geno Smith. We are projecting under that, by the way. But you can be damn sure I'm not taking an under on Brock Bowers. No. I'd rather retire than taking under on Brock Bowers. So we're going to go over 21.5 for the longest reception. Not that hard. I remember 2 weeks ago, first game back for Brock Bowers. I wouldn't even call it up. It was unbelievable. He caught a ball down the field. I'm like, there's like one or two other tight ends in football who can make that play, basically. I don't maybe it was that 27 yarder. I guess it was the 27 yarder in week 9. It's a good play and 12 grabs for a buck 27, but you know, downfield prowess to say the least. So I'm going to go over there just to get in on the Brock Bowers magic, although it wasn't very magical in their last couple of games or last week. Tyler Lockett, we got to get an under in here. I scanned the board looking desperately for unders that I was comfortable with. And Tyler Lockett under 14.5 longest reception is kind of what I came up with. We do show this as a poor schematical advantage, more about individual, I guess, against the corner that he'll likely see a lot of. Not a lot of people know who this guy is. Reddy Stewart. He gives up 0.26 fantasy points per route run. We have these matchup grades. We have an advantage score and a matchup grade, which is looking at the corner he's going to likely see plus the totality of the cornerback group he'll see compared to league averages, let's say. And we have this as the 12th worst matchup on the board based on the matchup grade. So that's what we're doing. We got to get an under in here, and we're going to go under Tyler Lockett, 14.5. Now, I do have one other pick that – let me just pop it out here, and then I'll get into the analysis on the other side. My final prop pick on the other side of my promo that's forthcoming is Deontay Thornton, over 9.5 receiving yards. We are actually projecting 16.7, which is 45% more. So I have more thoughts on Deontay Thornton because he is the Monday Night Special. But before we get into that, just a reminder, stay tuned to VSiN when we sign off. It's Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. And then stick around for VSiN Prime Time with Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns. Yes, the Monday Night Special, as I've mentioned earlier in the program, been definitely on the right track with these. We've come either like really close or pretty close to getting these right. We do a lot of the alternative yardage totals. I do like those. We have won a good number of them. So this is a long shot, big time long shot, but weird stuff happens in the NFL and I try and predict it. So for the Monday Night Special, you notice I'm dragging it. I'm creating drama. Here is what I'm doing. Deontay Thornton, 40 yards or more at plus 426. This might be the biggest one we've hit if it does hit, although I believe we got an Alan Lazard touchdown at like plus 600 last year. But looking at all the numbers, Dallas, they're playing a top 10 rate of man coverage the last 3 weeks. Deontay Thornton up against man, 1.19 yards per route run. Up against zone, 0.41. So he sees 190% increase against man. Targets per route run against man, 0.19 versus 0.11 versus zone. So he's a 42% increase in targets per route run. 1.8 targets per route run against single high versus 0.18 targets per route run against single high versus 0.11 versus two high. He sees a 63.6 increase in targets per route run against single high, which Dallas runs quite a bit. Fifth most single high. They also give up the fourth most fantasy points per route run to single high. They give the 12th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers lining up on the right side. He should see a lot of Deron Bland, who gives up the second most fantasy points per route run at 0.45. Bland's 20.9 target percentage. He gets targeted the seventh highest rate in the NFL. So let's depart with a big play to Deontay Thornton, 40 or more yards at plus 426. This is Prop Points on VSiN. We'll catch you mañana.